Welcome back to Meditation in Stillness. So just like last week, I'm going to begin with a beautiful poem for you to reflect upon. So if you'd just like to sit comfortably, we'll have the formal meditation afterwards. And this poem is by Roger Keyes, and it's called Hokusai Says. Hokusai says, look carefully. He says, pay attention, notice. He says, keep looking, stay curious. He says, there is no end to seeing. He says, look forward to getting old. He says, keep changing. You just get more who you really are. He says, get stuck, accept it. Repeat yourself as long as it is interesting. He says, keep doing what you love. He says, keep praying. He says, every one of us is a child. Every one of us is ancient. Every one of us has a body. He says, every one of us is frightened. He says, every one of us has to find a way to live with fear. He says, everything is alive. Shells, buildings, people, fish, mountains, trees, wood is alive, water is alive, everything has its own life, everything lives inside us. He says, live with the world inside you. He says, it doesn't matter if you draw or write books. It doesn't matter if you saw wood or catch fish. It doesn't matter if you sit at home and stare at the ants on your veranda or the shadows of the trees and grasses in your garden. It matters that you care. It matters that you feel. It matters that you notice. It matters that life lives through you. Contentment is life living through you. Joy is life living through you. Satisfaction and strength is life living through you. He says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Love. Feel. Let life take you by the hand. Let life live through you. So we're going to practice meditation in stillness now, carrying on from our theme of last week of the meditation of sound. And I thought this poem fitted nicely because it really emphasises that it matters that we care. It matters that we feel. It matters that we notice. And it matters that life lives through us. So in this next meditation, I invite you to care, to feel, to notice all of that life that is inside and around you. And one of the easiest ways of doing this is to simply sit in stillness and open our ears. Listen to everything that has its own life. Listen to everything that is alive, just like Roger Keyes said. And let this life live inside you. So if you'd like to adopt your comfortable position now, that you can remain still in for about 25 minutes, we'll begin our meditation in stillness. Receptive listening, mindful listening. So starting by really tuning into your posture. So arrange your body in a way that you can maintain and feel comfortable in. As usual, you can do this meditation sitting on a chair or on cushions on the floor if you prefer. As long as you stay awake, feel free to practice this meditation lying down. And if you are lying down, you might want to put a cushion underneath your knees. That just helps to let the lower back settle down into the floor. Feel free to have a cushion underneath the head as well. And if you're sitting on a chair, then try not to let the back rest directly on the chair. We want our back to be self-supporting, just as it is if you were sat on the floor. And that again helps us to stay awake, to stay alert. And the other way you can modify your alertness is by either closing the eyes if the mind is very busy, if there's a lot of visual stimulation around you right now, maybe just tune that out by shutting the eyelids, even if it's just for a few moments. If at any point you're feeling tired, or if already you feel quite sleepy, then do keep those eyes quite open. And one of the best positions for the majority of the meditation is having the eyelids just slightly open. So not particularly focusing on anything, just gazing down towards the floor in front of you. But it's useful to have those eyes slightly open because we do go about our daily life with our eyes open. So it's easier to transfer the benefits of the meditation practice to being more mindful in our daily life if we also have those eyes at least slightly open. So arranging the feet and the legs so that they are as symmetrical as possible, making sure those legs are comfortable. If you're sat on a chair, maybe having the feet about hip distance apart, so the feet, the knees and the hips are all aligned. And if you're sat on the floor, just be careful of crossing the legs so that the weight's going down on one ankle. Maybe have one foot in front of the other instead. So really settling down into your seat, tuning into those sitting bones on the right and left side of the body, trying to have equal weight coming down through both of these large bones so that the pelvis can find its balance. that back tall, long. The head resting lightly on top of the spine. And then simply inviting your attention inwards. Noticing your breath. Maybe deepening that breath so it's slightly longer on the in-breath and the out-breath. Maybe also lengthening the pauses in between slightly. So exaggerating the natural movements of the breath in the body. By slowing the breathing down, we also invite the mind to slow down. Guiding the mind again and again back to those movements of the breath. We also guide that mind into the body, into the here and now, and away from any daily concerns. So giving yourself permission just for now to not worry or think about anything. Allow the mind to settle on the breath. When you're ready, allow the breath to return to its natural rhythm. Maybe noticing how easy or difficult it is to stop controlling the breath. So just now feel how the body is breathing all by itself. And allowing this natural breath to flow in the background, guiding your awareness to the ears, inviting the ears to open to sound. Beginning to notice the whole symphony of sound within and around you. soft and subtle sounds that might be in your body. That might be very nearby to you. Sounds that are further away. Maybe even far in the distance. So with the breath flowing naturally in the background, let your ears be receptive to sound. Notice the life within and around you. Just as you are trusting your body knows how to breathe, also have faith that your ears can listen. No need to go seeking out or chasing after sounds. Simply rest in the space around you. And allow those sounds to come to you. The ears like microphones, simply picking up on the vibrations of all of the different sounds here and now. Hearing simply happens without adding anything to it. So resist the habit to create a picture for the sound, or associate words and labels or names for sounds. The mind can rest, and the ears can simply tune in once again to the sounds that are merely vibrations, nothing more. No need to add meaning or stories. So just enjoy those physical vibrations, the sensations of sound. Noticing if you have any preferences for certain sounds. And just accepting if that is the case. There's never any need to beat yourself up. But trying to let go of any ideas of good or bad sounds, ones we like more or less. And again, open to the whole field of sound. Whenever you become distracted, as soon as you notice, congratulate yourself that you have noticed, and gently come back to the body that's breathing and ears that are receptive to the movements of sound. Noticing where your attention is right now. Bringing it back if need be. Listening receptively to the environment, inside and out. Mindful listening. Noticing how the sounds come and change, and how some go, maybe others remain. But that symphony is different in each breath, in each moment. You will never quite hear this constellation of sound again. All of the sounds are changing around us, and we're experiencing this from a body that is safe and calm, quiet and still. And if the mind is quite distracted, then merge your awareness back into the body. Feel the stability of the legs, the feet. Notice where your hands are resting. Once more, check that that spine is alert and tall. Being aware of the gentle rhythm of your breath, moving in and out of the body. And with your awareness once more back in the body, in the present moment, open your ears once again. Experiencing all of the sounds within and around you. Receptive listening. Slowly drawing this meditation to a close. Mind still in the body, ears open. remembering to notice the life within and around you, to care, to feel, to let life live through you. So until next week, thank you for listening.